Hi, everybody, and welcome to English Digest. I'm Pat.
And I'm Erin.
So today we're talking about people with a very specific role in movies, and I guess any kind of theatre that's on TV, even live theatre.
Right, live theatre. These people would probably be off the stage, and behind the scenes, making noise into a microphone, maybe.
Now, I know you have experience of making movies and putting on plays.
So I do.
Have you ever been involved in sound effects and that sort of thing?
Well, in some of my theatre work, I've been in charge of using the machine that has our pre-recorded sounds.
Okay.
And in film, I've been the person who holds the microphone.
Okay.
But I've never gone really beyond that. It's not really my specific interest, but it's been interesting to learn that.
Have you made any of the sounds that you pre-recorded?
Not that I can think of personally, but I have had others make sounds.
Okay.
Yes.
I have done some sound making, mostly for live theatre, but also for radio, making noises, breaking stuff, stepping on stuff, just hitting things with other things, you know, getting two coconut shells to make horses' hooves, that kind of stuff. And I've also done something called ADR.
Oh, yes.
Which is when you do additional dialogue recording, because when you said the words on camera, they couldn't really hear them.
Right.
So you record them later.
Yes, yeah. I have seen stuff like that happen. I just haven't done it myself.
Yeah, I've done a bit of that. I've got a knack for it. I was able to, because you kind of just act the same way you did on set, and it seems to fit. But we'll explain what all of this is about. It's all about Foley artists bringing the movies to life, which is our article title. So let's read through it and find out what it's all about. A man is watching a horror movie in which a heroine is ascending some stairs into a dusty loft. He isn't sitting comfortably on his couch, though. As the woman on the screen takes a step, so does the man, bringing his foot down on an old wooden box. These sounds are captured by several microphones. He's a Foley artist, and he's creating the movie's sound effects. Foley is the process of making the sounds the audience hears when they watch a movie. It is named after Jack Foley, who worked for Universal Studios when films started to be made with sound. Foley was an expert at creating and recording sounds for movies, and many of the techniques he introduced survive to this day. One reason Foley is so important is that microphones can't always pick up sounds made during the filming. In fact, many of those sounds don't even exist in real life. One example is the famous hum of the Jedi lightsabers in Star Wars. Sound designer Ben Burtt combined two noises to make this sound: the whir of motors in old movie projectors and the static tones made when a TV interferes with a microphone's reception. Once he'd done this, he played it through a loudspeaker and recorded it with moving microphones to create a catalogue of lightsaber sounds. Other Foley tricks include making punching sounds by hitting thick books or bags of sand, and snapping celery to simulate the sound of breaking bones. In order to be a good Foley artist, you need creativity, imagination, and the ability to think outside the box. In addition, you'll need to learn how to use various sound equipment and computer programs. Being a Foley artist is a fascinating occupation, and even though people don't always notice the sound effects they make, a movie wouldn't be the same without them. Okay, so that's our article about Foley artists, and it is, as the article says at the end, fascinating.
Mm-hmm.
Really kind of interesting ideas of how do we make this sound? What can we do?
Right. Now, it's interesting to me because in the movies that I've made, we've always just depended on the microphone. We've not really thought about adding extra sound effects in afterwards, but it's usually because we don't have time.
Don't have time, right. Yes. You make movies quickly for
right,
your
stuff.
I've watched all the documentaries made about The Lord of the Rings, mm-hmm. including things about how they made the Foley sounds for the roars of dragons, right. monsters, all the different creatures. Mm-hmm. And some of the ideas they come up with are fascinating.
Very creative.
They get a lion roaring, they play it backwards in an echoing tunnel underground and capture that on a microphone. So,
wow.
And that's how they end up making these sounds of these huge, nasty monsters. So I think this is a really cool thing. And, mm-hmm. you know, if I was a few years younger and starting out, being a Foley artist might be something I'd want to get into.
Interesting. Well, there's never a time not to try, is there?
Well, that's true, yes. I could always make a go of it. Head off to Hollywood with a bag full of dreams, yeah. So the title is Foley Artists. Foley is F-O-L-E-Y. And it's kind of explained where that name comes from in the article. Mm-hmm. So we'll kind of skip over it for the moment. And it starts with a situation where a Foley artist might be at work. A man is watching a horror movie in which a heroine, so that's female hero, is ascending some stairs into a dusty loft. To ascend just means to go up. You mm-hmm. can talk about just simply walking upstairs, or you can talk about something rising, like an elevator or something like that, moving up under its own power. You could talk about an airplane ascending mm-hmm. into the skies. Basically, it's moving from a lower place to a higher place.
Right. So it says the heroine is ascending some stairs into a dusty loft. We're kind of setting a creepy scene here. Maybe something scary is going to happen. We use the word loft. And in this case, loft is a room or a space under the roof of a building, usually used for keeping things in, storing boxes. This is more of a British English word that we've used here. In America, we would say attic.
I would say attic as well, mm-hmm. myself. My family's house does have an attic. That's right. A-T-T-I-C. And they converted it into some bedrooms. But the ceilings are like, they slope, like roofs.
Yes.
So I thought loft was maybe more of an American term. Maybe I'm wrong.
In America, we use loft to indicate that it's a bedroom above the main floor that you get to from a set of stairs or a ladder.
There you go. Mm-hmm. I always thought loft and attic were basically the same thing. So there you go. It can change depending on where you are. Now, this man who's watching the movie, he isn't sitting comfortably on his couch, though. He's not watching the movie.
That's right. As the woman on the screen takes a step, so does the man, bringing his foot down on an old wooden box. So here we're describing what the actual technique he's using is to make the sound of her step on the screen. He's stepping down on an old wooden box.
Yeah, and these sounds are captured by several microphones. So that means he's got microphones, one or two maybe low down mm-hmm. near the box where he's stepping. So they record the sound of his footsteps and send them off to a computer. Now, he might be doing this because on the set where the mm-hmm. woman was walking, the steps either didn't make a sound or the sound wasn't right.
Right, or her shoes were too soft.
Yeah, or the microphones were up near her mouth, so
right.
it could catch the sound of her breathing, and therefore they didn't catch the sound her feet were making.
Right.
So just to add some sound effects into the movie, he's just getting these by himself in a little studio somewhere.
Mm-hmm. That's right. And we see here he's a Foley artist, and he's creating the movie sound effects. So let's find a little bit more out about Foley, what the process is, and where it came from. So it says, Foley is the process of making the sounds the audience hears when they watch a movie. Now, the process is the series of actions that someone takes to achieve a particular result. So here, this particular action would be to set the microphones up and make sure the sound equipment is working and attaching it to the computer, actually doing it, recording it. And
checking it. Maybe doing it again.
Right.
That kind of thing. Mm-hmm. Now, some people, including myself, I think you can say process as well as process.
Right.
It's one of those with two pronunciations, both okay. So this process or process is named after Jack Foley. So it actually comes from the man's name. And he worked for Universal Studios, which is a big film company. I don't know if they are still in business. They may have been taken over or they may still be working.
I think they're still in business. I think they're just owned by a larger company.
Yeah. And he was working for them when films started to be made with sound. So, of course, movies used to be silent. They would have sound effects played live by a guy with a piano, maybe, and the words would come up on the screen on pieces of black card back in the early days. So then they figured out, hey, we can use sound in our movies, so somebody needs to record that sound.
Right. So Foley, this guy, Jack Foley, was an expert at creating and recording sounds for movies, and many of the techniques he introduced survive to this day. So a technique is a special way of doing something. It's maybe like you have this special skill that you can use to complete an action. And so something like this would be, what would be an example of one of these techniques?
I think of art techniques. I think of, a technique is something you can learn from someone else or from a book. Mm-hmm. And you just go, okay, I'm painting a picture. I want to create shadow in this picture.
What technique do
so
I use?
I will use a particular way of painting, an amount of paint on the brush, the way I move the brush, and that will create shadow.
Right. I guess it would be the same in music. If you're maybe playing the guitar, you put your fingers in a certain position, something like that.
Yeah, or cooking, and you figure out, okay, if I'm going to cook this dish, I need to fry it in a particular way for a particular time. You
right.
know, deep frying is one technique. Mm-hmm. Flash frying is when you do it very quickly. Stir frying when you move it at the same time.
Right.
All of these are cooking techniques. So the stuff he invented, and he was just like, okay, how do I make this sound? What can I do? How is it going to work? And even though this was, you know, almost 100 years ago, something like that, possibly, sound has been around longer than color. So this is going back quite a long way. His stuff, his techniques, the things he did, people still use them because they worked.
I mean, and that's the sign of a creative personality right there. If they're so good, you don't need to change them, then that's fantastic.
Yeah, of course, people are picking up new ideas, having new things to do, but the idea is still basically the same. Like, we make a sound, we record that sound, and if punching, you know, a bag of sand, as we'll see later, makes a great sound for a punch on screen,
then why change
it? Why change it? You know, why are we going to change to make that anything different? So the article goes on to say one reason Foley is so important is that microphones can't always pick up sounds made during the filming. Now, here we're using pick up to mean they actually register the sound and take the sound to the computer file.
Right.
So if it can't pick it up, it's basically the sound is too far away or too faint, or it's on the wrong sound frequency and the microphone just doesn't record it, or at least doesn't record it well.
Right.
Now, this might happen for several reasons.
That's right.
It could be you're filming outside and the weather is... The wind is really heavy, or there's rain coming down and it's blocking out the sound that you're making in the movie.
One of the worst things to happen when you're filming outside is traffic.
Yes.
Because you can't stop it. Airplanes, all these things.
Garbage truck suddenly starts playing in the background. You're like, oh, okay, now that's a problem.
Yeah.
We can't, you know, it's going to be hard to cut that out. So you have to figure a way to get that sound gone and put your sounds in. So that's a lot of the difficulty here. The article gives another reason. It says, in fact, many of those sounds, so that's the ones they need for the movie, for the microphones, they don't even exist in real life. Like the monster, you can't go and record a real dragon to see what it sounds like.
Exactly.
You're going to have to make it up.
You're going to have to use a lion in a cave underground.
Exactly. So we're going to find a famous example and look at how a really famous sound effect was made in just a moment. But for right now, we're going to take a short break.
Welcome back, everyone. We're talking about the Foley process in making movies or making sound effects for TV shows or even live theater sometimes. So what we're saying is that the microphones might not always pick up the sounds that we need to hear in a movie. And so we have Foley artists who are responsible for making these sounds. Now, we're going to find out about an example of one of these sounds, one that doesn't exist in real life, and how it was made. The article reads, one example is the famous hum of the Jedi lightsabers in Star Wars. Now, when we use this word hum here, we're using it as a noun, though it's also a verb. A hum is a low, continuous sound, maybe something like this, that you make with your lips. But here we're talking about the hum of a Jedi lightsaber. Now, I'll send this one over to Pat.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Now, anyone who has watched any of the Star Wars movies knows about their famous lightsabers or light swords, the swords that the Jedi and the bad guys fight with that make that sort of wong, wong kind of sound as they, and then the ksh as they hit each other. A saber is a particular type of sword. It's a sword with one sharp edge and one kind of not so sharp flat edge. So a lightsaber just means light sword. Mm-hmm. So, of course, these things don't exist in real life.
No.
You know, pure energy swords.
I have seen a few friends with some toy lightsabers.
Yeah, pretty good toys. Mm-hmm. So they had to come up with a sound. And their sound designer, the guy who came up with this, a guy called Ben Burt, he actually combined two noises to make this sound. So to combine two things is to put those things together. Two or more things that you take and you mix them, you blend them, you put them together to make one final thing. So he didn't just use one sound, like I'll record the sound of a fast car driving by or something like that. He took two noises and put them together to get the basic sound.
Right. So let's find out what these two different noises are. It says, first, the whir of motors in old movie projectors and the static tones made when a TV interferes with a microphone reception. So let's find out about the whir of motors in old movie projectors first. So first, a whir is a fairly quiet, regular sound. So if you're thinking about when you fall asleep and, for example, in my house, I hear the motor start for my refrigerator. It kind of goes in and out, and that low repetitive sound that the motor in my fridge makes is a whir.
Yeah, or like a fan going around.
Right, a fan spinning around really quickly.
Kind of thing.
Right.
So a movie projector is in the old days when they had real film. They would have to put it in a machine that would move this film round and round, and it would be shown then on the big screen. So as, of course, it's got wheels going, anything with wheels is going to make that kind of whirring sound. Mm-hmm. Now, this is an old movie projector, so it's kind of going to be loudish, slightly metally kind of sound. So that was the one basic sound, and then he combined that with the static tones made when a TV interferes with a microphone reception. Now, static, as a noun, it can kind of mean the crackling or hissing noise that a telephone or radio or something like that makes. We can also use static to talk about an electric charge when it gathers in an object, something like that. Mm-hmm. So basically, the sort of sound the radio might make if you haven't got it tuned to any particular station.
Like that.
That kind of thing, yeah. If you, in the old days when you had to move the radio and TV dials to get new stations, then they would make that kind of kind of noise as you try to move them. You can get that with a bad phone reception. Mm-hmm. So you can get one static sound when a TV interferes with a microphone reception.
Right. So the phrase here, interfere with, means that something prevents another thing from happening in the way that it's supposed to. Mm-hmm. So when a TV interferes with a microphone, the static from the TV is not allowing the microphone to work properly. So you're getting that noise,
breaking up. Because reception is the process of receiving signals, broadcast radio signals or other kind of signals. So if the microphone isn't receiving the signals, this TV's interfering with it, you're going to get this kind of broken kind of kind of sound. So he took those, mixed them together with the whir of the movie projectors, but that's not all.
No, that's not all. It says, once he'd done this, he played it through a loudspeaker and recorded it with moving microphones to create a catalog of lightsaber sounds. So what we're seeing here is that he's not just done this, just combining this. He's put it through a loudspeaker. Now, a loudspeaker is one of those things that you hear announcements from. Mm-hmm. Maybe in a big school, you hear your principal talking through a little box on the wall that has a speaker inside it. And the principal will talk into a microphone in his office, and then every classroom, the loudspeaker will make his voice come out into your class.
Yeah, you hear them in train stations mm-hmm. and airports as well when everything kind of comes over, and they sort of look like a little horn, really.
Right.
And you often see them on the side of buildings, and people can use them. People talk into them, like in a police movie, mm-hmm. the police shouts into the loudspeaker kind mm-hmm. of thing, like, you know, put down your guns, come out with your hands up kind
right.
of thing. So what he did, he played the sound through the loudspeaker to make it loud, and then the microphones moved by it. So the microphones were moving around it. So instead of just a kind of whom sound, you get the whom, whom, as the microphone moves, like you would when something's moving, like traffic moving down a road, something
right.
like that. So you get all sorts of different sounds, move the microphone back and forward, side to side, and all sorts. And that doesn't just create one sound, mm-hmm. that creates a catalog of sound. A catalog is usually like a book that you can look through to choose different things. Could
right.
be clothes, could be jewelry, mm-hmm. could be you're looking through, okay, there's all sorts of different books in here, or a hotel for a vacation. You look at all
right.
the hotels. So it's a way that you can present somebody with lots of different options.
Right.
So a catalog of lightsaber sounds means he made like 50 or 60 different sounds.
Mm-hmm.
So when he sees them fighting on the screen, he goes, okay, that one, that sword's moving that way, I'll use this sound. There, it's just standing still, I'll use this sound, and so on.
Mm-hmm. Now, there's another Foley trick mentioned here. It says, other Foley tricks include making punching sounds
mm-hmm.
by hitting thick books or bags of sand, and snapping celery to simulate the sound of breaking bones.
Ooh.
Now, this one was interesting to me, actually, this snapping celery to simulate the sound of breaking bones.
Mm-hmm.
When you snap something, you break it in half. It makes a sharp noise. Like if you snap a pencil in mm-hmm. half, it goes
yep.
like that. And celery is a long green vegetable, mostly made of water.
Mm-hmm.
And it's got leaves on one end, and down at the bottom, they all sort of connect together.
Yeah, and it's when it's frozen, it can be quite kind of solid and quite
mm-hmm.
Thick or hard to break. So
right.
if you got a whole bunch of that and you broke it in mm-hmm. half with your hands, it would make that kind of sound,
right.
which if you do it right, unlike I just did, if you do it in the good way, it's going to make the sound the same as breaking bones. And that's
right.
what we use the word simulate for. To simulate is to make it look or seem like something is happening, to kind of copy what it might be, but without actually doing the real thing. So to simulate a sound is to make something that makes the same sound. You could
right.
simulate pain by pretending to be hurt. You
mm-hmm.
go, ow, ah, ah, my arm. But if you're not really hurt, you are simulating. You're kind of acting a little bit.
Right. Okay, well, it's not just about these sounds, about being a Foley artist. There's a bit more to it. Here it says, in order to be a good Foley artist, you need creativity, imagination, and the ability to think outside the box. Now, all of these things are kind of similar in a way. But if you think about creativity first, it's the ability to use your imagination in interesting ways to make new things, come up with new ideas, produce maybe like inventions or songs or something like
yeah,
this.
Creativity,
yeah,
creativity I think of is partly as coming up with something out of nothing, but
mm-hmm.
then actually going on to make it.
Right.
There is a creativity implies that you're going to produce something.
Mm-hmm.
The other word, imagination, is just kind of the ability to think of all of these ideas. You right. use your brain in different ways to come up with ideas. So you could have a lot of imagination, but if you've got no real creativity, you won't really be able to use those ideas right. that well.
You just Whereas, need someone else to do it.
Yeah, you need somebody else to kind of figure out how to make that thing a bit more real. Mm-hmm. So imagination would be just, okay, we need to make this sound. What can we do? Come up with ideas. Then someone with a bit more creativity would add maybe a little more practical stuff and go, what if we do this with this? And
right.
we can't do this, but we could try it this way.
Right.
And have the, you know, that translating the idea into a practical result.
Right. It also said that you need the ability to think outside the box. Now, when you think outside the box, you're finding new ways to do something. You're thinking, you have to think about it like this. You're inside a box. You've got all of these ideas in the box with you, but none of them are working. So you need to go outside of the box. You need to look away from where you've been searching before to find new ideas, different ideas than maybe you would think of. It's actually just another way of being more creative. It's reaching to your creative side and coming up with new ideas that maybe other people wouldn't think because they're not similar to things you've done before.
Yeah, it's kind of reaching beyond, okay, we know a lot of different sound effects techniques, but this is maybe just thinking of something from a completely different area of
right.
life. Like,
yeah.
hey, I once watched this show about doctors and I learned something interesting about medical health. I wonder if we could use that idea.
Right.
You know, some of this really unusual sort of sideways almost thinking
right.
that connects ideas not to do with your area, but brings them in mm-hmm. to your area.
That's
because
right.
you think they might be able to apply.
Okay, well, that's not it, actually.
There's more. There is more.
Yeah.
Yes.
It says, in addition, you'll need to learn how to use the various sound equipment and computer programs. Equipment here just means the tools, the microphones, the tools
wires,
that you need to
yeah.
make the sound. So all the wires that connect the microphones to the amplifiers and the computers and these
loudspeakers, things
right.
that play. And the computer programs will be speed it up, slow it down,
yeah.
play it forward, play it louder, softer, and so on. So the article finishes by saying, being a Foley artist is a fascinating occupation. Fascinating is really, it's both interesting, it's exciting, it's amazing. Something that's fascinating, you really want to learn more about.
Right.
You kind of think of that subject and you just go, wow, I can't get bored of finding out more interesting things about this topic.
Right.
An occupation, of course, is just another word here for job, mm-hmm. career, something you do with your life, you know, as right. as a paid job, something like that. So, yeah, it is. It's a really interesting idea. And watching, as I said, the documentaries about movies and how they made some of the sound mm-hmm. effects, I just think, you know, this stuff is so cool. Like, they throw down beer bottle caps on the floor and then walk over them in metal shoes
oh.
to make the sound of, you know, lots of kind of clinks and crunches and stuff like that.
Interesting.
They do all sorts of things.
Okay, well, you know, as fascinating as this is, many people just don't notice what happens. It says, and even though people don't always notice the sound effects they make, a movie wouldn't be the same without them. So this is a challenge to you guys to go and watch a movie and see if you can notice the different sound effects in there. I've been doing that recently, actually.
Okay.
So I've learned a lot about the different sound effects and what sort of
yeah.
makes that happen.
If you notice, if you watch a movie without the sound effects on, there are some ways on a DVD you could remove them mm-hmm. and they just sound really strange. So good sound effects, you shouldn't notice when you watch the movie. They just become part of the real world. And so the idea as a sound effects, a Foley artist, is not to make a sound that makes people go, well, that sounds weird.
Mm-hmm.
That it just, oh, that sounds like that thing would sound.
Right.
And so you don't even notice it. And that's kind of your job is done, but you're making the movie complete. Okay, well, that is the end of our article. I hope it's been interesting for you. It's certainly been interesting for me.
And me.
And so we'll bring it to an end now. For English Digest, I'm Pat.
And I'm Erin.
See you next time.
Bye-bye.
Bye.